All the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico, it's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, the man with the snapping fingers and the tapping toes, your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Hello again, good friends and neighbors. I'm just lucky enough to be that guy he was talking about. I am Jason Kirkman. Lucky enough because I grew up with strong values, great parents, fantastic grandparents, and a whole slew of fun-loving cousins. Lucky enough to be taught about the history of our great country and the men and women who built her, and the many lives that were sacrificed over her history to preserve her. Lucky enough to know I'm blessed in so many ways. My hope and prayer is that our children can be just as blessed to know and understand these things as well. I'm a firm believer that America was and is still great because, well, because she's filled with great Americans. People like you and me. People who not only love her history but appreciate the works of artists in years gone by. And that, my friend, is why we want to bring back the nickel soda pop. You know, the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy. So let's get on with the show, shall we? This is The Jason Kirkman Show.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, siree, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I gotta take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
That was Elvis Presley from 1960 with Stuck on You. Moving up about 12 years, 1972, here's Steeler's Wheel with Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah.
horseradish is one of my favorite condiments, and I'll eat it on just about any kind of sandwich, hamburger, turkey, you name it. Horseradish is still planted and harvested mostly by hand. Sales of bottled horseradish began in 1860, making it one of the first convenience foods. In the American South, horseradish was rubbed on the forehead to relieve headaches, and it's also added to some pickles to add firmness and nip. Before being named horseradish, the plant was known as red coal in England, and in some parts of the United States it was referred to as sting nose. The most widely recognized horseradish fan in the whole world might just be Dagwood Bumstead, who consumes it regularly in the popular comic strip Blondie.
Today, teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see if skies are blue. Had a tough time getting started, maybe you're just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to ten, baby, you'll be smiling when today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies are blue. Teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies are blue. Gonna be just a love and gladness, don't wanna hear nothing about sadness. Come a little closer, come unto me, with each kiss you're gonna see. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies are blue. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share.
That was Roy Orbison with Today's Teardrops. Here's Chuck Willis with You're in the Wrong Lake to Catch a Fish.
Baby, what you doing right here? I'm the same cat you hooked last year. You bait your hook with a kiss. You're in the wrong lake to catch a fish. Go ahead, throw in your line. You won't have no luck this time. Please don't try to insist. You're in the wrong lake to catch a fish.
Three men in the mid-1800s had a great idea to open up a mail delivery system that reached from the Midwest all the way to California. The lack of speedy communication between the Midwest and the West was accentuated by the looming threat of a civil war. Russell, Waddell, and Majors designed a system that spanned a number of over 100 stations, each approximately 240 miles long across the country. The Pony Express employed about 80 delivery men and around 400 to 500 horses to carry these riders from one post to the next. Monthly pay for these riders was about $50, which were pretty good wages at the time. Although this method of carrying mail was dangerous and quite difficult, all except one delivery made it to their destination. This new way of mail delivery carried mail between Missouri and California in the span of 10 to 13 days, an astonishing speed for the time. 19 months after launching the Pony Express, it was replaced by the Pacific Telegraph Line. The Pony Express was no longer needed. And while it existed, the Pony Express provided a needed service, but it was never quite the financial success it was hoped to be. The founders of the Pony Express found out that they were bankrupt. Even though the Pony Express Company was no longer operating, its logo lived on when Wells Fargo purchased it and used it from 1866 until 1890 in their freight and stagecoach company. The Pony Express ran from April 3, 1860 until October 1861 and covered 2,000 miles between St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California.
It's pony time! Get up!
I'm a very grateful man, grateful to you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show, and I'm grateful to all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, 97.5 our sister station in Alamogordo, New Mexico, and KTMN, brand new, and they're pushing lots of power right there out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia. Oldies Radio 88.com and Remember When Radio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands, and Q-Star Radio out of Florida, WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia, AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California, and AM 520 The Loop out of Ringgold, Georgia, and 88.1 WCPR out of Ringgold, Georgia. Classic Hits, 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado, Rock On Radio at WLOR.net, and deepoldies.com, and also Dark Classics Radio. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirtman Show. Check out all of the websites of the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Don't forget to check out the blog, and if you would, send me an email. Let me know that you heard about the Jason Kirtman Show and on what station you heard it. I would really appreciate it. Here's the great Jackie Wilson with Shake, Shake, Shake.
Come on and shake a while. Come on and drive me wild. Get out and on the floor. Shake it up till your feet get sore. Yeah. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Turn around now. When you begin to move, you put me in a dancing groove. I want to jump and shout. You're looking like I know you could. You're really knocking them dead. You got me talking out of my head, yeah. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Work it out, mama. Ah, wait. Come on, shake.
Someone once said that the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. It is a popular notion that Charles Hiers invented root beer in the 1930s, but there is evidence to support the fact that American colonists were probably the first people to invent root beer. Root beer is made out of 16 roots and herbs, and the most original ingredient was sassafras, and it also comes in an alcoholic drink as well. Root beer accounts for 3% of America's soft drink market. August 6th is National Root Beer Float Day. In 1960, a key ingredient, the sassafras root, came to be known as a carcinogen, and its use was banned by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. In case you're curious, the A&W and A&W stands for Allen and Wright. Roy Allen would team up with Frank Wright in 1922. A&W is the number one selling brand of root beer in America. Here's Mr. George Jones with his take on the matter.
Well, I sent my pretty baby to a neighborhood store. My head was bobbling from a 9 to 4. I said you'd better hurry as she went out the gate. My sister needs a helper and I don't mean a steak. She had a cold six pack when she got back, but it was
root beer.
Well, now you can just imagine I was shocked to death. For nearly 20 minutes couldn't get my breath. My mind began to wonder would I ever get well. I leave it to my baby, well you can't never tell. Cause everything went numb when I saw what she brung. It was
root beer.
Find any old kind would do.
Well, now you could be my
my doctor or my little nurse. But get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But everything went black when I looked in the stack. It was
root beer.
Begin to thinking I'd be better off dead. But then I just remembered about my old Uncle Ned. He's got a little business squeezing juice out of corn. And I began to praise the day my uncle was born. Cause you can't get any kicks when you're in this fix out of
root beer.
Well, homebrew lightning, bay alcohol, even good old Mountain Dew. Moonshine, grapevine, plenty old time. Could be my doctor or my little nurse, but get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But everything went black when I looked in the sack. It was
root beer.
Here's a great old song by the great Ricky Nelson. It's called Happy Man.
Some guys like a 9-to-5 job and a house with a white picket fence. Some guys live for that a weekly paycheck, but to me it don't make much sense. Now I don't like a tight collar, a suit with a matching tie. I like to pick up and go where the four winds blow, and that's why I'm a happy guy. I steer clear of sweet talking gals. They got a wedding bell on their mind. They want a guy to stay home every night, but I'm a different kind. I move when I'm ready, and I don't have to tell you why. I just grab my hat and leave where I'm at, and that's why I'm a happy guy. Through, and I'll stay a while in your town. We can live it up and let the good times roll, but don't try to settle me down. No girl's gonna chain me. I was born with a roving eye, and when the thrill is gone, well, I'll be moving on, and that's why I'm a happy guy.
Thanks for spending a little time with me today. I've got one more great song coming up, but before I leave you, I just want to say that the Jason Kirtman Show is proud to be produced in the Tularosa Basin of southern New Mexico. We have a lot to do and see here, and the food, oh man, the food is so great. So consider stopping by for your next family vacation. You never know. You just might even leave wishing you lived here. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, or newmexico.org. All of those sites are linked at my website at jasonkirtman.com. Now, here's that song I promised you. It's Buddy Ebsen with Back Home USA.
Now, some folks like the city, and it may be okay, but the place I like is down the pike, Back Home USA. Where the folks are warm and friendly, and they greet you this away. Howdy, how you been? Just walk right in, Back Home USA.
The living's clean and healthy, a short pace down the road.
If you don't care for country air, you're 2 bricks shy of a load.
Shy of a load, shy of a load, 2 bricks shy of a load.
Now if you ever go there, I know you're gonna stay. You'll feel alive once you arrive, Back Home USA.
Now you're gonna see Pea Ridge, High Ridge, Long Ridge, Low Ridge,
Sunrise, Sunset, Belk and Roll,
Mincy, Muncy, Quincy, Swansea,
Whipple Tree as you travel back home,
Anvil, Danville, Ketchikanville,
Apple Valley, Mandalay, Neighbor Mountain,
and Bell Fountain.
Now you know you're on your way.
With Snowflake, Whole Cake, Square Shake, Mud Lake,
Eustis, Purdy, Cripple Bear,
Gainesville, Waynesville, Fargo, Zanesville,
don't give up, you're almost there.
Newville, Redville, Whiteville, Blueville,
talk it out and shout and ring.
You hear that fiddle, you're smack in the middle of back home USA. Hey!
It's been an American tradition since 1906, providing homes and businesses with cleaning products. I'm talking about Fuller Brush. The Jason Kirtman Show is underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com.